Okay, today I want to discuss with you a topic that comes from a new sefer. Someone recommended to me, Higyonei HaParsha. Higyonei HaParsha, there are a few volumes. It's Halacha on the Parsha, Halacha Ginyan, and by Aryeh Dov Wasserman. Aryeh, Harav Aryeh Dov Wasserman. Vov Samach Resh Mem Nun. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
Never listen to it.
Okay, the topic of this parsha is, there are many topics, but the topic I want to discuss is Kaddish, but specifically Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Li'olam Uli'olmel Maya. The seven words of Kaddish that we answer after the Shliach Tziva says V'imru Amen. Now, what relation does this have to this week's parsha? Now, I don't really know, so I'll read you the words and you'll explain to me what this means. As I actually took out Rabbeinu Bachya to look this up. Rabbeinu Bachaye on the Pasuk V'tal Shavosam El Helokim Min Ho'avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, he observed the Jewish people's suffering and their cries ascended to Hashem from their hard work. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael vayeda Elokim. Hashem saw, Elokim saw es b'nei Yisrael and vayeda. He knew that the time has come that he has to help them, he has to take them out of their suffering. So there's a long piece in Rabbeinu Bechaye on this pasuk, and in the middle of the piece he makes the following statement. Again, I warn you, I don't really. It appears to be a lot of Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Bechaye has a lot of Kabbalistic inyanim, but he says there, the same libcha, pay attention, he says, ki loy hiskir b'nei Yisrael Elohim vayar Elohim. The word here, the title of B'nai Yisrael is said in connection with Vayar Elohim. Now, it appears what he's saying is Elohim is the exalted name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim, it's not just Hashem, Yudke Vavke, it's not Ka. It's a name which represents, and I'm not familiar with these Kabbalistic inyanim, but has the full attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that is more than usual. Fine, that's maybe what I mean. B'nei, lo hiskir b'nei Yisrael, Elohim vayar Elohim. Kidei, why? What's the significance of juxtaposing these two names, these two concepts, b'nei Yisrael Elohim? Lirmois, to hint, al tiferes Yisrael, the splendor of the Jewish people. This is already going into Kabbalistic terms. Kisham there, Yizaku b'nei Yisrael. Visham yispalu b'she'elis sarcheyem. There, by Elohim, do the Jewish people cry out. There, do they make requests. Ve'elavonu mevorchem, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do we pray b'kaddish? Amen yehei, now this is very important. Amen yehei shmei rabba mevorach kama. The onu, and he breaks it up, the onu oimrim, and we also say, le'olam, le'olmei, olmaya yisparach. Okay, there's a lot going on over here. Let me just read a few words. V'tzach, then he goes on to say, v'tzach lechaber, and don't make any mistake, make sure you join together, milas olmaya liyisparach, to the word yisparach, this nusach svart. I think the Mechaber says to do this. The ein lahavsik bohem klal, do not separate between yisparach, between olmaya and the word yisparach. Kishem she'ein lahavsik. I don't know what this means. Hakeser me'ein sof. The keser from eternity. Whatever this means. That's eternity. That's eight. Okay, we're gonna come back. Okay, we're gonna come back. Okay, so basically, I don't really know what the Makar, how he relates this to the Parsha, but it somehow he holds here that there's great significance in the fact that the words Vayar Elokim Gzuntait are juxtaposed to the words B'nai Yisrael. It's revealed, tells us that Klal Yisrael, when they are mispalut or Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the framework of this Pasuk, Vayital Shavosam El Elokim in Havoda, Vayar Elokim Es B'nai Yisrael, tells us that when we are mispalut or Kadosh Baruch Hu, our Koyach HaTfilah reaches the highest Mokam in Shemayim. That's what it says. It's really the Shudashol Mikra. And where in our Nusach HaTfil do we come to a point where we actually touch upon this when we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Uli'olmei Olmaya Yisparach. This is a moment in Nusach HaTfilah. We've all taught this as children, that this is a very intense, a very important moment to concentrate and to pay attention, and to say with Kavana, as we'll quote in a few moments, Chazal said that anyone that says Yehei Shmei Rabbah B'chol Koichai, which is interpreted by most of the Rishonim to mean B'chol Kavanasai, Koirin Loi Gzar Dinei Afilu Shal Shiv Mishana, even if it's been decreed upon a person to suffer 70 years, one Yehei Shmei Rabbah that said with all of your Kavana, with all Kavana, has the power to annul, to destroy a gzeirah ra chas v'shalom upon a person. And he says, this is alluded to in this pasuk, I don't see the very deep connection, but this is what he says, and I want to use as a springboard to talk about the topic exactly of how we answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Now, to make a long story short, there are three mahalchim, three approaches in how we should answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Now, in these three approaches, I'm not going to finish off with the deeper meaning because I don't know, but I definitely feel that the three different mahalchim represent three different roles of sanctifying, three different purposes or three different missions we have in sanctifying Hashem's name in this world. Yehei Shmei Rabbah captures our mission in this world, that we have to sanctify Hashem's name. Hashem put us in this world to be an Or La'amim, to inspire ourselves, to elevate the mundane world by sanctifying Hashem's name. That theme is captured in Yehei Shmei Rabbah, may His great name, Mivarach, be blessed, Le'olam Ulyom El Maya. What exactly does that mean? Well, we're going to see there are three different techniques in doing this. And these three different techniques obviously represent three very different approaches to what our role is in this world. We have a role in this world. We have a role probably relative to the Ummah Sa'olam. We have a role relative to ourselves. And we have a role relative to Hashem's purposes. Perhaps three different meanings of Yehei Shmei Rabbah, the three different approaches, relate to our three different purposes in this world in sanctifying Hashem's name. Now, what are the pratim? The first approach is the approach of what we do as Ashkenazim. We only say seven words. Amen does not count. Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mivarach Le'olam Uliolmei Olmaya. How many letters are there in these seven words? On these words, there are seven words. There are seven words. Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mivarach Le'olam Uliolmei Olmaya. How many letters are there in these seven words? 28/29. Shmei is typically spelled Shin Mem Yud Aleph with a Yud. If you have a Yud, then it would be 29. It would be 29 letters. We in our Siddur do not have the Yud in Shemay. If you look in your article Siddur, you'll see there is no Yud in Shemay because we want it to be 28 letters. Why do we want it to be 28 letters? Because Chazal say anyone that says Kriya Shema B'chol Koychoy with all of his Koyach, which is interpreted to mean Kavana, they rip up a gzardina within 70 years. So we want to focus on koyach. Koyach, energy, strength. Koyach is gematria 28. Okay, and there are other psukim, other mukairos of. Let's go. So that b'chol koychoy. Okay, kol oine. Okay, so this is the first approach. Now, why is it so important that there should be exactly seven words and 28 letters? So here are the common reasons. The first pasuk in the Torah, which the blueprint of creation, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, Eis, Hashamayim, the Eis, Oretz, has seven words. How many letters are there in the first pasuk in the Torah? 28. The pasuk that introduces the Aseres Hadibros, Vayedaber Elohim Es Kol Hadvarim Ho'ela Lamar, are seven words. That's the pasuk introducing the Aseres Hadibros and has 28 letters. Seven words, 28 letters. Pasuk in Mishlei, we learned Perigimel Hashem B'chochma Yosad Eretz. Okay, whatever the whole pasuk is, Hashem established the world with Chachmatz Perigimel Pasik Yud Tes. Hashem b'chochma yosad aretz koinein shamayim bitzvuna, a pasuk that similarly touches upon bereishis bara elokim eis Hashem eis aretz. There are 7 words, 28 letters. Okay, so far we have 3 different psukim, major psukim, which capture the essence of creation of Matan Torah. 7 words, 28 letters. Next, the next makar is a beautiful makar. It comes from Koheles. In Koheles, we all know the ace, the shira of the Eton, ace Oledes, the ace Lamus, ace Lotas, ace Laakar Natua, ace Lehov, ace Lesno, ace Lechabok, ace Lechog Mechabek. There are 28 Eton. There are 28 times in life when different things are required of us. Those series of psukim of the 28 itim take up 7 psukim. There are 7 psukim. Each one of the 7 psukim has 4 itim. It's ace lehov, ace lesno, ace lachabok, ace lechok mechabek. In a day, there are 4 itim. There is sunrise to chatzos yoim. There is chatzos yom midday until sunset. There is some sunset until chatzos laila. Chatzos laila until sunrise. Every single day has 4 itim. And there are 7 psukim. This is the reason why the 28 itim are broken up into 7 psukim is because each pasuk represents one day. Each day there are 4 parts of the day for a grand total of 28. So it's 7 psukim. Sukkim, 7 days, 28 itim. When we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, it's our goal in order to infuse the entire creation with Kedusha. So basically, when you take everything in together, what you have is we're trying to sanctify the earth, Bereishis Bara Elokim Eis Hashem V'Eis Haaretz, Midas Hadin. Pasuk in Mishlei is Midas Rachamim, Yudke Vavke Hashem, Yudke Rachke, B'chochmo Yosad Oretz Koinen Shemaim Bisfuna, creation of the mundane earth in Midas Din, Midas Rachamim, Torah, Vaidaber Elokim Eis Kol Hadvar Mo'ele, that's Dabar Ruchni, Torah, and time. Time. Space, was the different dimensions of the world all come in the same formula, creation, matter, space and time. Torah, what is Torah exactly? Which category does that fill into? I'm not exactly sure, but you have these different concepts. Torah, time, physical world, all are captured within this concept of 7:28. Therefore, when we sanctify this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to bring its sanctity, we have to put sanctity into this world in all the various parts, all the various components, and that's why it must perfectly match up 7 and 28. And again, the 28 we mentioned before, because it's a very important inyan, we want to have fulfill this pasuk of the koyach, a giboire koyach oised devaray. We are the human beings, are the giboirim, are the mighty ones of strength who do Hashem's will. Giboire koyach. Koyach is 28. There must be 28 letters in these 7 words. So this is the first approach. Now, how do you translate the words in this approach? It's very important. Yehei Shmei Rabba. What happened over here? I think the battery went dead. That's what happened. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam Ulyol Me'olmaya. May Hashem's name is all one sentence. May it be Yehei Shmei Rabba, may Hashem's great name Mevarach be blessed L'Olam Ulyol Me'olmaya, forever and ever. It's one continuous statement. How long should Hashem's name be blessed? Hashem's name, His Shmei Rabba, should be blessed forever and ever. Okay, that is the first approach. This appears to be the approach of the Avud Raham and Rabbi Sadi Goin and the Rosh. Okay, so you have some major, major players here. The Goinim of Sadi Goin, the Rosh, okay, the Rishon, and Avud Raham was also a Rishon. The Avud Raham was also a Rishon. Fine. Now, let's go to the tour. And also, by the way, the Rambam says this. Okay, the Rambam as well. The Rambam also says this is what one should say. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Liolam Uliyom Elmayan. Stop right there. Now, Nusach Svar. Now we come to the Shita of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes a Mahari Avuhav. Anyone know who that is? The Mahari is quoted very often by the Beis Yosef. He's probably from the early Rebbe, or the early Achrayim. And tail end of the Rish.
Yosef Kara is also considered one of the last of the Rishayim.
Really? That's what they say. I said, well, say that. He's a Rishon. Where's a Rishonim? Okay, fine, whatever it is. But he quotes in his Rebbe, he says, no, you have, it's a Ferish of Gemara. The Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, let me read the Gemara. Omar. Where is the Gemara of the Rishonim? A medrash, not a gemara. I'm sorry, it's a medrash. I'm sure you know the medrash. Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Yosi pamachas hayisi mahalach b'derech. I was traveling on the road. Umatzasi Eliyahu zichroino levracha. Imo dalid alafim gemalim tunim. He had with him 4,000 camels loaded with what? Amarti loy ma elutin. What do you have on the back of these 4,000 camels? Amar li afachema fury. Sounds like an ad in the Flappish Jewish Journal. What is the fury for? Lama? Lasoitz nekama. Nekama be'afichema mimi shemesaper. A person who talks bein kaddish lebarchu, between kaddish and barchu, bein bracha lebracha, between one bracha and the other bracha in the kriyat brachas kriyat shema, bein perek leperek, and here we go, bein ye amen yehei shmei rabba, liyisparach. So this is the medrash. This is the makar. This is a medrash. Doesn't say the makar. Doesn't have the makar here. What can I tell you? The makar is not here in the safe. We will hear this. I've heard this medrash. I don't know. We have to do a computer search to find where the medrash is. But this medrash says that a yirm. There's a ferish medrash that a kolchroch has afachim of 4,000 camels. People who talk between yehesh shmei rabba lalamomayar and yisparach. In other words, you're not allowed to be mafsik between leolam ulyolmei olmayo and yisparach. And indeed, this is what the nusach svar, their custom is. In the article, the word yisparach is in bold. You're supposed to say it together, yisparach. Now that's going to make trouble for us because we're not going to any longer have the 7 words. We're now going to have 8 words. And we're not going to have any more 28 letters. Okay, so we'll come back to this in a few moments. Yeah, but
34,
you're going to have 34, 35. Very good. So Nechnaim, so let's right away touch upon that. If you're going to say yisparach, that's 5 more letters to the 28. That's going to bring us to 34. But we're going to now, 33, we're going to add one more letter. We're going to make Shmei the way it should be with the Yud to bring it to 34. And 34 is the gematria of Koichoi with the Vav. Kol ha'oine yehei Shmei Rabba b'cholizim b'chol koyach. There's another pasuk, Giborei Koyach, I said Devarai. But the better medrash, the one that's more on point, Kolo Oimer Yehei Shmei Rabba B'chol Koychoi, Korin Loig Zardina Efilu Shel Shem Shana. So now you're not going to get away with the 7. Now you're not going to solve because you're going to have Yehei Shmei. You're going to have 8. But at least you have the Koychoi when it's going to be 34, not 28. But why? It's really based upon this medrash that explicitly says that you're not allowed to be mafsik. Now, those who disagree with this opinion, with the Mahari Avuhav, say that it doesn't mean that you should say Yisparach. It means you should wait. You answer Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lilam Ulil Vilmaya, silent, and wait for the Shliach Tzibur to continue. Yisparach V'yishtamach V'yispar, and don't talk in between the Kaddish. It does not mean that you yourself should be the one that's not mafsik. That's not the way the Maharia Avuhav learns. He learns that you have to also actually say it. And he goes a step further. I didn't tell you what he really says. What he really says is that's not what we do is that you should say not just Yisparach. That's not what the Maharia Avuhav says. You should say the entire thing.
Right.
You should say Uliolam Uliol Belmaya Yisparach V'Yishtabach V'Yisparach V'Yishmal V'Yisnasei V'Yisador. You have to say. You don't stop. Keep on going. I'd say you don't save Imru. What's the advantage of doing this? If you start Yehei Shmei Rabba, you go all the way to Dami Ron Bi Alma. First of all, you mekayim what it says in the Medrash. You're not letting us between Le'olam Le'ol Maya and Yisparach. And the next advantage is you've said 28 words. 28 words from Yehei Shmei Rabba until Damiran Biyoma V'Yimru Amen. So this is the second Shita. The second Shita is you should indeed say, you should indeed that. So I love that one important thing. Let's go take a step back. take a step back to the previous thing. That's the only should say in the Pshita of Avudraham, the Rambam, and the Sadigon, the Rosh. You only should say Yehi Shmei Rabbim Barach Lilam Olim El Maya. You know, you have to be quiet. You have to wait for the Shliach Tzibur to say Yisparach. Pause. So you don't let them talk. And what exactly are the 28 letters? So I told you, Pashup Shad is what we do. This is what we do. Lach Lamaisa is we take out the Yud from Shmei. You take out the Yud from Shmei, so you're down from 29 to 28. However, the vast majority, we don't do this. It's very interesting. The vast majority of the Rishonim, those who follow the Shita, they say that's wrong. Shmei is spelled with the Yud. And therefore you are in trouble. And that's why they all have many variations of Le'olam u'le'olmei olmaya. One opinion says, so some take out the Vav. Le'olam le'olmei olmaya. We have an answer, Le'olam u'le'olmei olmaya. Who says there should be a Vav? Take out the Vav. So they put the Yud back in. They put the Yud back in. The Shmei. Take out the Vav. Le'olam le'olmei olmaya. Or whoever says it should be another lam, le'olam u'le'olmei. Wait, what does he have over here? Le'olam le'olmei. No, give me one here for a second. The different opinions of what to do. U'le'olmei olmaya. Okay, ve'olmei. Take out the lamet. Le'olam ve'olmei olmaya. Take out the lamet. Okay, these are different variations. All the goal is to get to. To get to 28. So you can play around with the second le'olmei, either take out the vav, take out the lamed, or just add a yud back into shemei. But you want to get 28. The other approach to 28 is the kind of chazal. Is to say it's 28 words, which takes you all the way to the Imru Amen. In order to fulfill what it says in the Medrash, you're not allowed to be mafsi yisparach. What does it mean, yisparach? It's in the middle of a sentence. Once you say yisparach, you're not going to stop there. Yisparach is the middle of the stivio. Yisparach, yishtabach, yisparach. You go all the way to the very end. This is the shita. There are, in fact, you mentioned, there are many people who hold that this is the ikka, that this is what should be done. And the third shita is like a compromise. No, just say until yisparach. Now, who really says to say yisparach? That's what I really want to go back to, Rabbeinu Bachya. And this really makes a very big difference in the translation of the words Yehi Shmei Rabbah. And it makes a very big difference in the big picture of things, is what exactly are we trying to do when you say Yehi Shmei Rabbah? Yehi Shmei Rabbah is a microcosm of what our mission in this world is. Our mission in this world, if you want to summarize, so you put it in this world. Why? Why are you in this world? I'm in this world. Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Mavarach, Le'olam, Olam, Elmaya. That's when a person dies. When that person is no longer here, he can't do his job. He's lacking. He's missing. He's chaser. We have to fill the void, and we say Yehi Shmei Rabbah to make up for that. What's missing? Because the person's neshama's goal was to be a Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Well, what is the Yehi Shmei Rabbah? We have now already three different variations of Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Now, if we go back to the Rebbeinu B'chaye, when he describes Yehi Shmei Rabbah, he does something that is really fascinating, which no one does. No one. Rebbeinu B'chaye is a rishon. He's like a Ramban. I think living in the time of the Ramban, he was a Vilna Mekubal. So very holy. What? They did something very fascinating. The art school, the new art school of Mikros Kedolos. They put the Rebbeinu B'chaye. No one ever did this before, to the best of my knowledge. Maybe I'm making a mistake, but I don't think the other editions have a Rebbeinu B'chaye in the print, in the front. They put it, the mamash put it in the front with the kudos. Where there was no nekudos, never was nekudos Rebbeinu B'chaye. It's a hard, it's a very hard say for Rebbeinu B'chaye. But they have it now in the new art school, Mikros Kedolos. They even put out Shemos, that's already on the shelf. They put out from Shemos, it's already out, with Nekudos, Rebbeinu B'chaye. You can look up on this pasuk, and he says as follows. This is shocking what he says. Reading again, I read it already before. It says, V'shal Yisrael B'shel Yisrael B'eil Avonu Mavarach HaMekadish Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mavarach. Period. He puts a period right there. May Hashem's name, Yehi Shmei Rabbah, may Hashem's great name be Mavarach. May be blessed. Period. And now there's a new sentence. The new sentence is Le'olam u'le'olmei olmaya yisparach.
Oh, we should be blessed.
The Le'olam u'le'olmei olmaya, forever and ever, is going on yisparach v'yishtabach v'yispar v'yishemam v'yisnase. It's going weiter. But Yishmei Rabba mevorach is not part of Le'olam u'le'olmei olmaya. Now, what is this touching upon? Now, it's very simple, because if you go take out any sefer on Kaddish, they'll tell you that what does it mean, mevorach? In Mevarach, on the simple person, it's really the same thing as Yisparach. It's the same thing. Shmei Rabbah Mevarach. what does it mean Shmei Rabba? What does all of this mean? So one approach is, we're not asking, we're not really saying that Hashem's name should be blessed. That's not the focus. That's later. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yispar. It should be expanded. It should be magnified. What do we magnify? That today, Hashem's name is Yud-Kei. Ki Yod Al-Kei Ska Milchama LaHashem Ba'amolek. Hashem today is hidden. Hashem is in hiding. Purim is coming up. Hashem is in hiding. Who is the prow? Who? Why is Hashem in hiding? Who has done the damage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It is Amalek. Amalek has caused Hashem to go into hiding. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yud-Kei. It's limited. Whatever this means in Kabbalistic terms. Mivarach or Rabbah, these two concepts go together. Halavai, Hashem's name should be in its full glory. Instead of Ki Yod, Galkeis Ka, Milchama La Hashem Amalek, V'hoya Bayomahu Yi Hashem Echol Shmuch, Hashem's name should go from Yud-Kei to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Whatever that means, I have no idea.
There's another way to learn that shot.
Yeah.
Yehei Shmei Rabbah.
His name should be expanded. And Mivarach means his blessed name should be Rabbah. You have to read the words backwards, exactly. Yehei Shmei Mivarach Rabbah. That's really what it means. May his blessed name be expanded. That's really what the Rabbeinu Bechaye is doing. Because Rabbeinu Bechaye does it in a way that's even more intense than Taisus. Because Rabbeinu Bechaye, by breaking up Le'olam, Le'olam, Le'olamayo, Yisparach, we're first starting the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on. First, let's discuss the basics.
Yeah.
The basics is we need to go from Yud-Kei, what Amalek is, Ki-Yod Hashem, Ki-Yod Al-Kei Skar, to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. What that means exactly, and it's not important, that's beyond us. It just basically means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come out of hiding. That's really what it means. Hashem should come out of hiding. It should be revealed to clear to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Creator. That's Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. Hashem, come out of hiding. Period. Now, when you come out of hiding, we have a new mission for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll go and we'll praise you. The name again is mentioned later on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmei D'Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be blessed in all these different beautiful ways. And then there's the third part. The third part, which is only for the Mari Avuhav, and that is Le'ela Mikol Berchasa V'Shirasa V'Shirasa Nechamasa Dami Ram Yom Avim Ramein. Praise Hashem more than in this world. That's another Madrega. That's already another Madrega. There's one thing to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will praise you in this world the best that we can, but we can't do better. We can't do better than what we have in this world. That's an exalted concept to say. That le'ela mikol berchasa v'shirasa, we're going to praise you even more than we praise ourselves, than we praise human beings, and we praise other people. That's a whole new madrega. Is that really our role in this world? Is that really expected upon us? Maybe yes, maybe not. So we just want to take away from this thing is, we talk about a person's le'olenu, he leaves the world, and a relative says kaddish, you're filling the void. What are you doing? You're saying kaddish. What is kaddish? What exactly are you trying to do? I don't know the deeper meaning, but I just want to point out there are three different approaches to Kaddish. These three different ways to break up the Kaddish represent major themes and concepts in what is our purpose in this world. And it could very well be they're all true. We have a purpose for the Ummah Ha'olam. We serve a purpose for our families. We serve a purpose for ourselves. We serve a purpose for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not aware of. There are different roles and functions that we have in this world. And they don't necessarily, they're not contradictory. They overlap. There are many dimensions. Here we have in front of us three major approaches to the Kaddish. What most of us in this room, the Ashkenazim, do. Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mavarach, Le'olam, Ulom, El-Maya. Stop. And that simply means, Le'olam, Ulom is going back. Your name should be blessed. We're not so sophisticated, come out of hiding. Hashem, you want to stay in hiding? Stay in hiding. We just want to bless you. We want to bless you anyway. It's a simpler approach. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach, your name should be blessed forever and ever. Then there's a deeper approach. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach, may your blessed name be magnified, maybe expanded. Notice, come out of hiding, Hashem. And then, Le'olam, 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 Yisparach will praise you forever and ever. That's already a higher madrega. That's a different hechle mention. A different madrega. And then there's a madrega of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. Then there's, and then guess what? We're on the highest madrega. We even, our purpose and role is even. You hear people say this, like when Yosef said, Yaakov said to Yosef, I never thought in my life I would ever see you again, Yosef. Oh, this is beyond my wildest expectation. This is la'olam la'elam mikol b'rachasa v'shirasa. You never know how far you can go and what you can accomplish in this world. You can accomplish a little, accomplish more, and you can accomplish even more. And that's the triple message of what the Kaddish is all about. The 28 and 20, the number 28, the letters, the words, the seven words, the item, different dimensions, and how it fits into this Rabbeinu Bechaye, how he is the only one, I believe, says it in such a way, we mamish, breaks it up, and he shows us a whole new meaning in Kaddish. Tezis may taka say that, but Tezis still says, Le'ol Olamayah doesn't break it up in mamish, in Le'olam, Le'ol Olamayah Yisparach. Doesn't say that, Tezis.
That you want to be.
He, right, he mamish, the Rabbeinu Bechaye does it in this unique way. Okay, we'll stop here.